Choose my PCC, candidates for the Bedfordshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page, Waheed Akbar, Workers' Party, page, Festa Sakin Buzoyi, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page, Jasbir Singh Palmer, Liberal Democrat, page, John Tizard, Labour and Cooperative Party, page, statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Bedfordshire, page. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Bedfordshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 1311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.tlectoralecommissions.org.uk/voting-and-cleccions. Wahid Akba. Workers' Party. Election Statement. I've resided in Bedfordshire for 38 years and been actively engaged in the community for 33 years. During these years, I've established strong relationships with local councillors, MPs, ministers, and other various agencies. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I'd further leverage my skills and connections to enhance crime prevention and community safety initiatives by fostering partnerships and cooperation between the police force and other agencies. My extensive experience as a councillor for 24 years, mayor, and cabinet member for social services, education, children's services, housing, and environment has equipped me with the skills needed to provide strategic direction, oversee budget allocation, and hold the Chief Constable accountable for the performance of the police force. My current role in child protection showcases my dedication to public service and protecting vulnerable members of the community, aligning closely with the PCC's responsibility to ensure the safety and security of all residents. My experience as a parent highlights the vital role of safety in our community. With a profound commitment to community welfare and extensive governance involvement, I'm uniquely prepared to address crime challenges as your PCC. Additionally, my role on the Safer Luton Partnership Board has bolstered local crime prevention efforts. The honorary doctorate I received from the University of Bedfordshire in 2011 recognizes my community contributions and underscores my dedication to serving, making me the ideal candidate for your elected PCC. My pledge as your PCC is to tackle the pressing issues of rising knife crime, drug-related offences, burglaries, domestic violence, and gang culture in Bedfordshire. I'll ensure that resources are allocated prudently to effectively address these challenges and enhance community safety. Together, we can make Bedfordshire a safer place for all residents. Prepared by Shafiq Ahmed, 33 Compton Avenue, Luton, Beds, LU49AX. Contact details. Telephone 07956658559. Email wahedakbar1@yahoo.co.uk. Festa Sakin Buzoyi. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. Since being elected in May 2021 as PCC, I have delivered the highest ever number of police officers in the history of Bedfordshire Police, an overall reduction in crime, and a rating as outstanding by HM Inspectorate. Furthermore, a record £4.3 million of drugs seized by Bedfordshire Police and more than 400 years of prison sentences secured against organised criminal gangs. On neighbourhood crime, thanks to the investment I have made into community policing, we now have 20% more officers in our rural and community police unit than we had when I was elected. This has resulted in a reduction in neighbourhood crime, meaning and Bedfordshire ranked as having the 11th lowest crime rate out of 43 forces in England and Wales. All this progress did not happen by accident or coincidence. Under our previous Labour PCC, Bedfordshire Police was rated as one of the worst performing police forces. Now under my watch we are one of the best. But there is more to do. If privileged to be re-elected, I will build on the success of the last 3 years. I will prioritize a no-nonsense approach to neighborhood crime, solving more crimes, and better use of technology to make policing work better for you. We cannot afford to put at risk the progress of the last 3 years. As a former special constable with recent frontline experience of policing our county, I have the track record of getting things done, and a plan to keep improving our police force. A vote for me will be a vote for more police, less crime and safer streets. Vote Festersack and Bouzoyi on Thursday to May. Prepared by Mark Frost, election agent, on behalf of Festersack and Bouzoyi candidate, both of NBCA, St. Andrews Street, Biggles Wade, SG 188BA. Contact details. Website, https://www.fest4bedspcc.co.uk. Email, enquiries@fest4bedspcc.co.uk. Facebook, facebook.com/fest4bedspcc. Twitter, @fest4bedspcc. Instagram, @fest4bedapcc. Jasbir Singh Palmer, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. Jasbir Singh Palmer, former police officer. A former police officer, postmaster, and popular local businessman with 5 years of real, frontline policing experience, Jas has also spent 7 years as a member and now chair of the Independent Advisory Group to Bedfordshire Police. Jas is a dedicated family man, business owner, and community leader, having lived in Bedfordshire for 37 years. He is a former Bedford Borough Councillor, non-executive director of East London Foundation, an HS trust, and is a governor at a special needs school in Kempston. He volunteers with DKMS, a stem cell charity, and is a dedicated supporter of Macmillan Cancer Support. Policing priorities, Jas will. 1. Deliver real community and neighborhood policing, not just numbers that barely keep up with population growth, and better victim support as a top priority. To overcome the scandal of empty police stations and cop shops across the county, including Bedford Town Centre and Leighton Buzzard. 3. Streamline the PCC's office operations, cutting waste to protect the front line, being transparent and accountable, and 4. Relentlessly campaign for fair funding for Bedfordshire, addressing the unfair formula that Labour and Conservative governments have failed to tackle. A personal message from Jas. As a former police officer and as a local resident, I will use my real-life experience to foster a safer community. I will be open and transparent and will cut waste at the centre to support frontline police officers. I will campaign tirelessly to see the return of town centre police facilities across our county, for real community policing, and will make it my task to secure fair funding for Bedfordshire Police from the government. That is what I will deliver. Prepared by Stephen Lambert on behalf of James Palmer, Liberal Democrat, 16 Shuttleworth Road, Bedford, MK410EP. Contact details. Website, https://www.faceboook.com/jasparmar4pcc. Email, jas4bedspolicecc@gmail.com. John Tizard, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I live in Bedfordshire and experience and understand residents' concerns. I was a leading county councillor for 18 years and served on the former Bedfordshire Authority. I have significant leadership experience in business, charities, and the public sector. I have what is required to take on this serious job. I regard this a full-time role requiring a focus on the interests of our communities, not self-promotion. My missions for Bedfordshire Police: restore effective community policing. Working for, in and with communities in every neighborhood and village. Tackling antisocial behavior and other crimes, significantly reduce crime against women and children. tackling domestic abuse and all forms of violence, partnerships with women's groups and councils, specialist police teams, focus resources on serious crime, cybercrime and fraud, knife crime including introducing youth hubs, drug crime, modern-day slavery and trafficking, hate crime, rural crimes and wildlife crime, invest in prevention and tackling the causes of crime, partnerships with councils and the NHS, community engagement, ensure an outstanding police service, clear strategies and targets, high performance and value for money, effective and efficient offering value for money, listening and responding and engaging residents and businesses. As the PCC, I would specifically be supportive of the police but always be the voice of the community. Be strategic, not operational. Hold the chief constable to account on behalf the people of Bedfordshire. Listen and engage with residents, businesses and communities. Show leadership across the Bedfordshire criminal justice system. Be a fearless advocate for Bedfordshire to national government. Work in partnership with a Labour Home Secretary. Make the case for more funding, prepared by Russell Cartwright of 3 Union Street, Luton, on behalf of John Tizard. Contact details. Email john@johntizard.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Bedfordshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Bedfordshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Bedfordshire on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Akba, Wahid Workers Party. Akin Buzoyi, Festus, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Palmer, Jasbir Singh, Liberal Democrat. Tizard, John, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Robin Porter, Town Hall, George Street, Luton LU12BQ. ELECTIONS at luton.gov.uk. 0158254608. https://www.luton.gov.uk/ELECTIONS. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Bedfordshire_BKT.